This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for July 15th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are oncology and vestibular schwannoma. Intraoperative confocal microscopy in the visualization of 5-aminolevulinic acid fluorescence in low-grade gliomas. A clinical article by Nader Sanai and colleagues. Aggressive resection of gliomas can lead to improved patient outcomes. 5-aminolevulinic acid, or 5-ALA, can help with enhanced resection of high-grade gliomas due to its intraoperative fluorescence under standard operating microscopes outfitted with blue filters. However, until now, 5-ALA has been less helpful for resection of low-grade gliomas because at the standard microscopic level, no fluorescence can be seen. In this manuscript, the authors propose improving resection of low-grade gliomas by combining intraoperative confocal microscopy with the use of 5-ALA. The intraoperative confocal microscope probe provides real-time 1,000-fold magnification and thus identification of low-grade tumor cells that fluoresce with 5-ALA. Auditory rehabilitation of patients with neurofibromatosis type 2 by using cochlear implants. A clinical article by Pamela Rome and colleagues. 7 patients with neurofibromatosis type 2, NF2, and profound deafness were studied. 5 had undergone resection in which hearing preservation was unsuccessful, but in which ipsilateral cochlear nerves remained intact. 1 patient had received radiation therapy for an ipsilateral vestibular schwannoma, and another was undergoing observation for a small ipsilateral vestibular schwannoma. Following implantation and during a follow-up period of 1.5 to 10 years, 4 patients had open-set speech discrimination. That is, they were able to recognize speech sounds without visual cues or selection from a list of choices. 2 of the 3 patients without open-set speech understanding had a prolonged time between ipsilateral vestibular schwannoma resection and cochlear implantation, a period of more than 120 months. They also both had cochlear ossification. The other patient without open-set speech recognition had good contralateral hearing at the time of implantation. Despite the lack of open-set speech in these 3 patients, 2 were daily users of the cochlear implant and 1 was an occasional user. The other main method of hearing remediation in deafened patients with NF2 is auditory brainstem implantation. In patients with NF2, an auditory brainstem implant is unlikely to yield open-set speech recognition. This study demonstrates that cochlear implantation can provide long-term auditory rehabilitation with open-set speech discrimination for patients with NF2 who have intact ipsilateral cochlear nerves. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.